So you come to California. What's the first thing then that happens? You're ready for a job then, aren't you?
I had a job for a civilian contractor on the Air Force Base. And the first Christmas we were there, we were at Gaviota Beach in bathing suits having a picnic Christmas. So I decided I liked it there.
Yes, and you're 25 when you come to California.
When my sister and brother-in-law came back to Oklahoma, as soon as they were discharged from the Air Force, they came right back. But I went to Los Angeles and started looking for a job. And I found one at Look magazine. I worked there a couple of years.
And what was your job at Look?
In advertising, secretary to the advertising department. The home office was New York City, of course, but they had an advertising department, publicity department, and an editorial department. And I worked for the advertising guys. My bosses just sold ads. And if you ever watch Mad Men, that's exactly the way advertising was in the 60s.
But you didn't go looking for a job to be in advertising. You just came and
said, I just found a job at Look magazine.
Right. And so you could type and all that. Where did you learn your skills?
High school.
So your first job then in Los Angeles is at Look magazine.
Then I left Look and went to work at Queen for a day after a couple of years. And shortly after that, Queen for a Day was canceled after many, many years in radio and TV.
Who was the MC?
Jack Bailey.
Jack Bailey.
Wonderful man. Wonderful man. The fashion director of Queen for a Day happened to be James Cagney's sister, Jean. She was a very nice lady, and she was the fashion director of the show. In my job there, I worked for the travel department. The travel for the Queens, that encompassed everything from a trip to Disneyland to Japan.
That was their reward when they were crowned
whatever,
queen for a day.
And my job and the lady I worked for there arranged the travel for the queen for the day.
Some interesting people came through there.
Very interesting, and it was so much fun. I've been very, very lucky, I'll tell you that for sure, with some of my other jobs.
That was a very big, successful television program.
Very. But when I heard that Queen for a Day was being canceled, I called my friend Cleo Smith. I met Cleo Smith at Look magazine. Cleo happened to be Lucy's cousin, actually, but she was raised as Lucy's sister. Lucy called her sister until the day she died. Cleo's mother and Lucy's mother were very close and loving sisters, and Cleo's mother died when she was very young. In fact, Cleo's mother and Lucy's mother were living together at the time. Lucy's father died when she was 4. So Dee Dee was pregnant with her son, Fred. Lucy was about 4 years old. And Cleo's mother had left her husband. So the two sisters were living together with their families. And so Lucy really raised Cleo and called her sister. In those days, there was no question about Dee Dee raising Cleo. She was already living with her. So she raised Cleo as a sister, and that's how Lucy and Fred both thought of her. So anyway, I called my friend Cleo, who by that time was working for Lucy at the studios. And I said, I'll be looking for a job soon. If you hear of anything, call me. And she said, well, Lucy is looking for a secretary. They had shared a secretary, but he went with Desi when they split up. His name was Johnny Aitchison. I got to know him very, very well. So Lucy didn't have a secretary. She said, what do I need a secretary for? I just do my job. But after a few department head meetings and questions that needed to be answered, she was head of the studio. By that time, she'd bought Desi out and he'd gone his own way. So she decided maybe she did need a secretary. Cleo said to her, I know a girl. Do you want to interview her? And Lucy said, no, if you like her, she's hired. So I got the job without an interview and stayed 28 years.